I'm not a man today because of my age or status. I'm a man today because of formation. Formation is work. It's unforgiving and it's absolutely required to shed the taker in you. I've taken a lot in my life. Attention, credit, control. But marriage, fatherhood, and my faith in Jesus Christ hit me with some truth. Boys and girls take. Men and women give. And anyone can give, but to be a giver, it has to be formed into your character. Years into being a husband and father, I landed my first head coaching job for a competitive football program that was looking to rebuild. From kickoff, I felt this new weight of responsibility that went beyond being a father of eight. It took years of coaching and mentoring my players to realize some more truth. I was not only coaching, I was forming boys into men. These young lives followed my lead. And they needed more from me than a side conference or a pregame speech. They needed an intentional game plan, a set of organizing principles to walk off the field with. Not long after, I was in my backyard when, guided by an invisible hand, I grabbed a scrap of plywood, some paint, and I simply wrote two words. We will, period. And I capitalized we, W-E, and I underlined it. You see, the we came first. We calls us to stop taking and start giving collectively. And the giver's heart will open to the family they protect, the team they lead, the community they serve, and the God they honor. Then came the will, because will is required every day to do what's right in the face of what's easy. It leads you down a path of giving when the world is beating down, reminding us that taking is very appealing, often addictive. Well, to combat this atrophy of our souls, we need formation of the will. That sign hung in the locker room for the rest of my coaching career. My players would tap it on the way to and from the field. Generations of boys becoming young men signed its backside, a gesture that I took as signing a covenant to uphold the standards we had set here, then packaged to take home. We will transcended wood and paint. It called us to serve and to do so together. I live we will every day. It continues to reform me. It's the backbone of my character and the creed I bring to anyone tired of taking and ready to embrace formation. We will.